Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Proxelcel Limited FY23 results conference call hosted by Captive IR. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's discussions may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kunal Trivedi, Managing Director, Proxelcel Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to this conference call with Proxelcel. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to address all of you today and share some exciting updates about our company and the remarkable prospects that lie ahead. Before delving into that, let me briefly introduce myself. I'm first-generation entrepreneur. Before incorporating Proxelcel in 2004, I worked for HCL Tech, managing their VSAT business. By qualification, I'm electronics and communication engineer. I did my post-graduation from Westminster University, London, in mobile and satellite communications. Since 2004, we have built a solid company with a solid team. Our focus has been business growth, profitability, and personal growth of our team members. We maintain very strong culture, and as a result, 50% of our team is with us for 5 years. Our group of CXOs are with us for more than 10 years, making a very solid company. Some key points of our company are, we are a profitable company, and we have been profitable 18 out of 19 years of existence. We are a 100% debt-free company, and promoter group holding is more than 74% currently. We are one of the PLI recipients of telecom companies. We are Make in India focused company and the one of the beneficiaries of government's policy of Make in India. Diving into accelerating growth prospects that lie ahead, we are witnessing a monumental shift in the telecommunications landscape. The advent of 5G technology, the Internet of Things, and increasing demand for high-speed connectivity have opened up unparalleled opportunities for our industry. We are at the forefront of this revolution, and our growth trajectory is poised to soar in the quarters and years to come. One of the key drivers of our future success is our unwavering commitment to research and development. We invest heavily in fostering a culture of innovation, constantly pushing the boundaries of what is possible. Our team of brilliant minds is tirelessly working on breakthrough solutions that will reshape the telecom industry. From advanced network infrastructure to next-generation wireless technologies, we are determined to be the catalyst of change. Additionally, our strategic partnership with the Israeli company has been vital in diversifying our product portfolio. We have formed alliance with industry leaders to gain valuable insights and create synergies that will drive our growth. Our commitment to forming a strong relationship with our customers and partners is unwavering, and we will continue to leverage these connections to stay ahead of the curve. On the business front, we stand on a healthy order book of Rs. 650 million, which gives us a good growth visibility. Additionally, we developed several new products in 5G space, defense space, and in the mobile network space. And our product offerings stand at 20-plus products currently. On the CapEx front, the construction of phase one for our new manufacturing facility in Noida encompassing a covered area of 1 lakh square feet will be completed by the end of Q1 financial year 24. We will be commencing full-fledged manufacturing operations from this facility, utilizing the additional space to accommodate our growing needs. Simultaneously, phase two of the construction is underway and is projected to be completed by the end of Q3 financial year 24, adding an additional 600,000 square feet of manufacturing space to support our expanding operations. Sorry, 60,000 square feet of manufacturing space to support our expanding operations. Further, on the financial front, our total revenue stood at 136.2 crores. As we had mentioned in our earnings release, we witnessed slow rollout by mobile operators of 5G products related to FCS portfolio. 5G-related orders could not be billed as it was anticipated in Q4 financial year 23. In terms of profitability and margins, EBITDA increased by 10.16% from 19.9 financial year 22 to 21.92 crores in financial year 23. And our margins improved from 14.97% to 16.48% over the same period due to the effective inventory cost management and lower raw material costs. We continue to remain debt-free. And in conclusion, the future for FCL is promising. With the convergence of groundbreaking technologies, our commitment to innovation, strategic partnerships, and steadfast focus on sustainability, we are well positioned to seize the abundant growth opportunities that lie ahead. Here, I would like to also take opportunity to introduce our CEO, who we have appointed recently, Mr. Pankaj Gandhi, who has 30 plus years of experience from the industry working for several multinational companies, has joined us just last month, who is also available on the call, and our CFO, Mr. CJ Kalra, who is with the company for last more than 10 years. I thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
So should we start the flow for questions and answer? So should we begin the Q&A?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Mulesh Savla from Shah and Savla. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. First of all, sir, I would request you to arrange the con call immediately after the results. Then the effect of con call will really be, you know, experienced by the investing community. Now the result implications are lost. So my request is to, you know, arrange the call immediately after the results are announced. So that is just a suggestion. But now my first question is, sir, did we get any visible orders from defense sector as we were expecting some orders from the defense sector?
Right. So to answer, firstly, on your comment on call should be done right after the results, point noted. This is the first time, you know, we as a company is doing such a call.
Okay. That's really nice that we have started this initiative, and I must appreciate that you are coming out with quarterly results, which otherwise SMEs are not liable to come out every quarter. They are asked to publish their result half yearly. So I really appreciate that, and I'm sure you will have the call also immediately after the results henceforth. Yeah, thank you for that.
Right. For point noted. We got listed in October 22, and we you know want to be as transparent as possible to our investors, and you know trying to do all the things which our big brothers, big companies are doing you know in this area. Coming to your second question, are we seeing any orders from the defense segment? So we are seeing the orders from the defense market slowly and steadily. There is a much bigger opportunity lies ahead because government has come out with another notification recently where they have stopped the, or put a restriction on further imports of any spares parts for what you say spare parts for any defense supplies like tanks mm-hmm. or aircraft and this is going to benefit us going forward.
So that might benefit us is fact, is true, but have we received any concrete orders or big ticket orders from this segment?
Yes, so we have received orders. So far, you know, past 18 months, we have seen orders in excess of 3 crore rupees from defense market.
Okay.
And these are various, you know, various small and big orders.
Okay, okay. Any traction with the department for any big ticket orders or some tenders or things like that?
Look, these are, I'll say, you know, these are more like, you know, sample orders.
Mm-hmm.
Once sample will be submitted back and approved, then the high volume orders are going to come.
Okay, okay, great, sir. And sir, any update on PLI scheme incentives? Whether we have filed any claim for the incentive? Whether we have received anything so far, or it is yet to be done?
So we have provisioned in our results incentive of around 2 crores
mm-hmm.
and so that is where we are, and the government is finalizing, you know, the formats of how to file for these incentives, so that is in the pipeline.
Okay, so we expect that to be received by quarter 1 or quarter 2?
Look, to be on safe side, we should, I think we should be receiving it only in quarter 2.
Okay, okay. Great, sir. And just a brief understanding of the growth trajectory that you may be aspiring to, you know, achieve for the company. So if you can just share with us any growth numbers for estimated for 24, FY 25 and FY 26.
Look, for FY24, we have given, you know, our projection as growth of 45% to 50%, and that seems to be highly likely.
25% to 30%, you said?
45% to 50%.
45% to 50%. Okay, great. That's yes. Really good number. And how about the EBITDA margin?
We'll be maintaining our EBITDA margin at 16% to 18%.
Any chance of improvement once the scale is achieved or newer products are introduced?
There is always a chance to improve once, you know, there is a product cycle which goes in, like, you know, initially the margins are low, then you increase the margin as you improve the product, and then, you know, that the second other stages, third stages, there is more competition which gets into it, so margin goes down. So there is always, you know, a product cycle which is there. So yeah, definitely chance for increasing the margins are there.
Great, sir. Great. And sir, we were into some area coverage, something we get orders related to airports and metro stations and all. So any new addition of those customers in the last quarter, or in any expected in the coming quarter?
We have submitted our bid for few projects, so
mm-hmm.
Results are still awaited.
Okay, sir.
We are hoping for some success. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's all from my side, sir. All the very best. Thank you. Thanks for taking my question.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Gaurav Agarwal from 90 One Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, one is you mentioned about your order book. I was not able to get that. What was the order book that you mentioned?
Hello, Mr. Gaurav. The order book on 31st March stands at 65 crores.
Okay, and sir, have you received any orders in the last 2 months? Would you be able to share order book as of now?
See, the situation keeps changing. You know, the order keeps getting billed. What I know is in last 2 months, we've got additional orders somewhere around 10 crores.
Okay. And are you expecting any big bang orders, maybe from to the likes like Tejas or from 5G or from any other area where you are very, very hopeful to get in this year, FY24? I'm talking about the order book.
Yes, so we are expecting some orders related to BSNL 5G, BSNL 4G project. We are expecting, and things have progressed well. And we have started to receive some small orders already on that front. And the number should go up in next quarter.
Okay. And sir, in terms of opportunity size, how good could be the opportunity? So you have given your FY24, your broad guidance. Just like if one were to think over the next 4 or 5 years, you know, in terms of the revenue trajectory that can, you know, grow from 133 odd crore. Where can we go, you know,
right?
Because all the tailwinds that we have, all the orders that we are aiming for, all the government incentives that we are getting, it would be great if, you know, you can just give us a medium to long-term kind of a vision, or let's say a practical aspiration that we have, that we can take this company to that level in the next 4 or 5 years.
Look, firstly, for sure, there are a lot of opportunities which are there for us. Firstly, domestic market, and then in the international market. So domestic market, now this BSNL 4G project is there, which itself is a quite big opportunity for us. And I tag it as opportunity of run rate business of about 100 CR for next 3 years. That's the kind of opportunity which exists there. Then we have opportunity in Jio, which is also of the similar level or maybe higher level, which is there. So there are other opportunities which we have in the defense segment, which are there. Opportunities brought by new products FG, FWA terminals is there. In opportunities from new product like interference mitigation solution that we have. Opportunity from manufacturing services that we have. So there are a lot of opportunities which are there on the table. And we are, working on all of them. Currently, I can only, tell what I'm telling you is what is high probable business what we are seeing on the table.
Okay. So can we be a 500 crore revenue company in the next 4 years?
It's very likely.
Okay. And will we be able to maintain our margins, or how will the margins be at that scale?
We should be able to maintain our margins. The main reason which I see is, there are a few things which will help us do that. Firstly, with the growth in the revenues, we don't have to increase our base proportionately. Second is the PLI incentives should also help us maintain our margins.
Okay, sir, great. Thank you for arranging this call for the first time. I look forward to interacting with you every quarter, and all the best.
Thank you. Thanks, Paraj.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avinash Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Avinash.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you, sir? I'm good, Abhay. Sir, it's a welcome step for Mr. Bajaj to be on the board, right? That is a good thing, because normally that is the way the growth of a company happens, right? So I was actually delighted. Now, I have one question. In terms of the regular business, which is 5G and 4G, right, everything is going well. But are we looking at some sort of, do you think there is a requirement of some sort of tie-up with an international, maybe a Israeli company or somebody, for the defense sector? some other products which I'm not sure because you know the business well, right? Some other products which can probably be used in defense and maybe a focused strategy towards that side. Do you think is it
right.
worth it? Or?
So, Avinashji, we are working with some of the companies in the defense segment. So what is happening in the defense segment, there are two opportunities. One opportunity is the offset opportunity, whereby, you know, the foreign companies, let's say a company in Israel has got the project, and they have to do a minimum 30% of that project work locally in India. So that's one opportunity which is there.
Correct. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Although that opportunity is shrinking now, because government has decided not to issue any more projects like this. But there have been projects which have been awarded in the last 3 to 4 years. Those projects are still open and are getting delivered. So that is one opportunity. And second one is now going forward, the new projects are being awarded to Indian companies. So Indian companies are free to have a technology tie-up with outside companies and manufacture locally and deliver. So that is second opportunity. So we are eyeing at both of them. We are in talks with you know, few potential partners for that. So yes, that is the work is on that.
Something like your satellites and that kind of stuff, right? It's like radars and that may be because you're already into communication, right?
Right.
And secondly, are we kind of building up team for this business, specifically something like ex-army guys or something? Because you know how the defense sector works.
Right. So we have a capable team, you know, who is managing this part of the business. And depending on the, you know, needs, we do increase our team members and we take care of that accordingly.
Makes sense. Thanks a lot. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandesh Agarwal from Sahasra Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, Mr. Sandesh.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. My first question is, sir, what are the products that we are going to...
Mr. Agarwal, please use the handset mode, sir.
Hello. Yes, sir. My first question is, sir, what are the products that we are going to supply for defense?
Okay, so for defense, see, they have got, although there are different projects under defense, one of the very big opportunity which is there, which where we are working on is that the subsystems and the spares for existing tanks or aircrafts, the defense have put an absolute stop on importing them. And they are developing these subsystems and spares locally in India by companies like us. So this is one opportunity that we are on, we are working on. We are already doing some projects on this area. And second opportunity is developing completely fresh products for them, which they were importing as one example which we are working on is AVD, avalanche victim detector, which is a device which every soldier has to put on his on his harness once he is going towards on the hillside on the you know where there is snow. So this basically protects them. That in case they get stuck in an avalanche situation, they can be traced back, and rescued. So this is a product which so far, you know, they were importing it 100%. Now they have given up this project for development to us, and we are developing this product for them. So likewise, you know, there are different opportunities which exist in defense.
Okay. My second question is, sir, what is the revenue mix in 2023? Like earlier, most of, I think 50% of our revenue used to come from jumper. What was the revenue mix in 2023? And what will be the mix going ahead?
Okay. So look, we have we have five verticals of our products which are there. So one is network accessories, second one is IBS accessories, third one is repeaters, and fifth one is antennas. So typically, our revenues from network accessories stands at about 35%. About in IBS accessories, it stands at about 35%. And rest all is typically about 10% each. This is what the rough breakup of our revenues are. Going forward, we see that repeaters and optical DAS and antennas should be increasing their proportion from 10% currently to 15% or so, and so network accessories might go down slightly in terms of percentage, but IBS accessories might further increase, going up to can be even 50%. See, because of the 5G growth.
Okay. That's it, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Amit Mishra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask the questions. Hi. I wanted to ask on five-year vision, but it's already been addressed earlier. But in terms of, like main three industries you have mentioned in your presentation, like telco, defense, infrastructure. So
right.
There are other industries you are targeting, or would you be just focusing on these, or you will evolve as opportunities arises? Can you elaborate a bit further on what you have said before on the vision, next 5 years?
Right. So look, these itself, these three industries are quite a big industries to work on, and in these industries also we are focused on specific things, telcos is anyway, we are serving them through our equipment. But when you talk about defense, there also our focus area is going to be more related with the telecom focus. Their needs based on telecommunications or mainly electronics domain. Right. And going to infra projects again, if it is metros or airports, then there also we are focused on telecom related equipment and services.
So we rely on the core domain, and whichever industry we are, find electronics opportunity, we go there and develop our
exactly.
business. Okay.
Exactly.
Understood. And in terms of, what you see in top line and, what kind of aspirational targets you have like for the company for next 5 years?
As we mentioned, we are looking for 45 to 50% growth in current year. And this is backed by a lot of opportunities which are there on the table.
Understood.
Which we discussed with you, in quite a detail. So future looks very bright for us. Going forward.
Okay, but you don't want to put a number on aspirational target. It's still okay. I won't hold against you. But,
look, someone said, will you be doing 500 crores in revenues within 5 years? So I answered yes. So
okay.
So far that number is fine.
Sorry, I missed that. Thanks. That's good enough. Second question is on the guidance itself. What you just mentioned. See, like in H1 last year, we received some guidance for H2 for FY23, and that was reiterated in January as well. Similar sort of guidance, but we missed that a bit big margin. I saw the explanation that there were some delays and all from the players. So what makes us confident this time for achieving the growth 45-50% and the margin what you have guided 16-18%? Would that same scenario can happen, or you know, what kind of is the number solid? And is it all coming from telco, or is it for also defense and infra? Means how it's bifurcated in three main verticals, if you can.
Right. So look. So firstly, what we are expecting is growth from the 136 crore that we did last year.
Yeah.
We are expecting a nominal growth from that. From the same customers. Okay, that's one is a nominal growth from there.
It was my follow-up question, actually. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then the balance part of the growth is coming from by addition of new customers or new opportunity, which has come from BSNL 4G project. So this is how the mix is looking.
Okay, so basically we are seeing this growth all from additional clients with new orders, basically. So I saw the order book from, you know, on 30th June, you reported 42 CR, and 31st March, you got 65 CR. So that's a healthy increase in 2 months, and you said 10 crore more since 31st March.
Right.
So so these are all new orders, I believe, right?
Right.
Okay, so can you share, you know, some of the clients name, like you said, BSNL. Is it all from BSNL or some other clients as well?
No. So this order book has a very minuscule part of BSNL 4G project. This order book is from our existing customers only, which has constituted 136 CR last year.
Okay, so it depends on the order cycle, basically. So maybe your first quarter, or the, you know, Jan to March is like seasonally better quarter for booking orders, yeah? Because the increase was big, 42. Well, I was assuming it's an additional order you receive from 42 to 65 from new clients or something.
No, so to explain it further than what we have already, you know, explained in the earnings release, we had orders in the last quarter, Q4 of financial year 23, but the same could not be billed because the rollout of, you know, projects related to our product by operators is a bit slow. So they've issued the orders, but they have not picked up the equipment.
Right.
That's where it is.
Okay. So just the last question is on CapEx.
Right.
So you provided the progress. I think there was some miscommunication earlier. In the presentation, you say 600,000 for Q3 FY24, but you had mentioned 60,000. Yeah.
Yeah, 60,000.
It's 60,000. So all this would be using IPO money, or would you need additional funds, internal accruals or debt?
Yeah, so we'll be using some internal accruals as well. But we should not be going for that for this. We should be able to manage IPO money.
Sorry?
100% IPO money we are putting in this CapEx and some internal accruals. Yeah.
And then onwards, you don't see a big CapEx requirement and debt, taking debt. Your internal accruals would be sufficient. Yeah? Of course,
yes,
your working capital.
Yes,
Working capital will be required, definitely.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so for foreseeable future, you don't see any further capex next 2-3 years.
Right.
That's all from my side. Thank you very much. And it's Thank very you. Heartening to see an SME company doing phone calls immediately after listing. So I hope you continue the trend and wish Thank all the best you. To your team and Mr. Pankaj Gandhi, who just joined us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ritesh Ved, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, I have two questions. One question is, as you mentioned, that the operating margin will be substantially driven by the PLI money which you are going to get from the government, or which we are going to get from the government. I would like to ask you that what is an estimation flow of a PLI for next 1-3 years or maybe 4-5 years, whatever the timelines are. And the second question was in respect to high excitement. We have Mr. Pankaj Gandhi joining the company. What would be the bifurcation of roles and responsibilities between existing promoters and Mr. Pankaj Gandhi, and what would be his key mandates going forward, maybe in 1 or 2 years down the line?
Right. Thanks, Riteshji. So sorry, I didn't get your first question exactly. You asked about operating margin held by PLI, and then
what is the quantum of PLI money expected to come into the company from government in next 1, 2, 3, 4 years? You know, or if you have year-wise, would be great.
Right. So see, as far as PLI is concerned, we are expecting under our scheme of things, we have a potential to gain about almost about 60 crores over next 5 years from this scheme.
60 crores from PLI, from PLI scheme.
From PLI incentive. As a PLI incentive, we have potential to earn incentive for up to 60 crores over next 5 years.
60 crores or for okay.
60.
Okay.
Right. And as far as bifurcation of responsibility of Pankaj Gandhi and management is concerned, Pankaj Gandhi is addition to our team, a strong hand coming into our team. So we will be playing as a team. He will be, slowly and gradually taking over all the departments of the company, but it will be a step process where he'll be moving on. As a first step, he's immediately taken over sales and marketing teams, and slowly and gradually other teams will be, taken over by him. I will be, mainly focusing on relationships with customers, relationship with, technology partners, and basically new business opportunities and R&D. So that's going to be, that has been my forte all the while, and I'll be focusing on those domains myself.
Thank you so much, and highly appreciate the corporate governance from Fox LSAT, and appreciate your regular updates. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sudesh.
I'm done with my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pawan Kaul from Compound Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Couple of questions. So you mentioned earlier in the call that in terms of segmental, 50% of your revenue comes from RF jumpers, and most of the revenue with business would be network accessories, right? So I want to understand what part of the value chain or what part of your customer's project do these network accessories on? So for example, you mentioned about the DSNL project. So what part of the cost of the project would these constitute?
Pawan, just want to understand your question. So is your question on where network accessory business, from where it is going to come?
Yeah, so my question was, so if let's say the total cost of putting the project, the PSN project, let's say 1,000 crores, and you're bidding for, say, 100 or 200 crores of contracts, that's worth. So am I to assume that network accessories as a form of the entire cost of the project is 20%?
Yes, so it depends. If you look into the project cost, BSNL 4G project cost, then you know, major component of the project cost goes in the electronics, which is baseband unit and the remote unit. And then you know, second portion goes into antennas, and then accessories. So that's how it is broken into or divided into pieces.
Okay. And how long did a project like BSNL take you to kind of bid for, or what is kind of the lead time for this?
See, the project rollout has almost started. They have implemented, I think, initial 100 sites or so. They've already, you know, implemented or in the process of implementing. The timelines that officially they have shared is the project will be implemented over the next 18 months. But going by the way, you know, things work out, my estimate is that it might take anywhere between, you know, 2 to 3 years time. So a good estimate will be 3 years time.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about the competition as well? So let's say, for example, in these projects, who are the folks that you're competing against?
Look, we compete against mainly, you know, multinational companies like Huber and Schwinner, Amphenols. So they are our competitors in such projects.
And in terms of the decision-making process for your customers, what is this more of a tender-based process, and what kind of factors go in terms of deciding whether they choose you or one of the competitors, or is it they have two or three network suppliers on board for the project?
So the process is, you know, they do product evaluation. So they ask for samples, evaluate the products, test them out, negotiate us on the prices, and then do the factory visit to ensure, you know, that the things are fine, to see the processes that we have, production processes. So this is all what they are following for finalizing the vendor. And yeah, they will be keeping two vendors for all the requirements.
Okay, understood. And the new factory that you mentioned about, you mentioned it's over a certain area. So what is the capacity of kind of revenue that you can generate from this particular premises?
In our production process, one main ingredient is, you know, space. And that's what we need, you know, with this new facility coming in. We'll have all the processes defined under one space, and with a lot of space to grow. Going by, you know, current estimates and current product pricing and all that, we see that this is good enough to take us to a revenue of 500 crores level.
Understood. Okay, that's all the questions on my side. Thank you.
Thanks, Pawan.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from MAPL Value Investing Fund. Please go ahead.
I hope I'm audible.
Yes, Ayush.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my question is that we seem very confident about this 500 crore number in the next, you know, 3 to 4 years. Can you mention, like, you know, which products will drive this growth and what kind of, you know, customers are there apart from BSNL which will drive this growth?
This number is likely to happen. As you know, we are growing and a lot of opportunities in this space. As I mentioned, you know, BSNL 4G project is there. And second one is we have Jio as a customer, which is there as an opportunity for us. Yes. Ayush, you are there?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was mentioning you about the opportunities in front of us. So then we are doing a lot of infra projects, airports and metros. And as projected by government, there are almost 200 new airports which are into, you know, which are going to come over next 3 to 4 years time. So that brings us opportunity to us. Then we are the, you know, as mentioned, we are working on the defense side. So that is another can roll out as a big opportunity for us. Our interference mitigation system, which we have developed with the Israeli company, that also is a potentially quite a big opportunity. And we are also working on projects related to manufacturing as a service. So there is plenty of opportunities which are there in front of us. We are building our teams according to those opportunities, to bring those opportunities and make a success in them. This is where we are.
Understood. My next question is on Jio. If you can mention how much Jio contributed in FY23 and what is the potential in the next 1 to 2 years?
Sorry, please come again.
How much Jio contributed to our revenues in FY23 and what can be the potential in 1 to 2 years from Jio?
Okay, so Jio has not contributed much to our revenues in financial year 23. We just got a small order from them. And then as of now, we are under evaluation by them. So it's wait and watch.
Okay. And on Airtel, which is a big customer for us, the 5G rollout has been pretty strong. Why isn't it converting into numbers for us?
Okay, so look, any network has two parameters, you know. One parameter is the BTS sites, which are there. And then, you know, once BTS sites are done, then, you know, you go indoors. So, like, you start building infrastructure, which is indoors, you know, inside the buildings. So, our part is mainly, you know, the coverage inside the building, which is there. So operator right now is, you know, busy doing planning and implementing the outdoor network. And though we have received, you know, orders from operators for in-building coverage, but the rollout has not yet started that side, or it's very slow that side. So that is where, you know, it's taking time. That's what we explained, that, you know, so rollout related to our products has not happened as much as we anticipated.
Got it. Sir, in your presentation, you have mentioned there's a slide which says that, you know, the potential that we can reach is roughly about a 1,100 crore number by FY27. What is missing is that, you know, which products will contribute. So if you can, and there's a list of products that we do. So if you can mention the major products which will contribute to this growth.
Yes. Hello? Sorry, from where you're taking this number?
In the presentation, sir.
No, in the presentation, I think you are taking up something from the slide on PLI.
Yes, yes.
And that is the number which is the total number for 5 years revenue, not
right.
Right? So it's just a 5 years revenue. That is there.
Okay. So if you can mention, you know, which products will contribute to that, and if you can give us a product by product margin profile of our products.
Look, we will continue to keep our product portfolio defined into these five categories, as I mentioned, you know, network accessories and IP accessories, repeaters, optical ducts, and antennas. So we'll be working on these areas. There are products also defined in the same slide, which are covered in the PLI scheme. So we are working on each of these products.
Okay, but right now, like the jumper and I think IBS are our largest products, and optical DAS and digital repeaters are small. So do you see these also growing?
Yes, they are also growing. Yes, they are also growing.
Okay, and if you can give a product, you know, by product margin profile, like how much jumpers would contribute, how much, you know, IBS and other product would contribute to the margin?
Look, we have not started that practice as of now. We will see, you know, going forward, we'll be able to do that.
Okay. All right. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thanks, Ayushi.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kunal Trivedi for closing comments.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening patiently to us and for remaining invested in us and believing in us. It's a great pleasure to have investors like you on board. And feel free to ask any queries you might have from us at any point in time. You can send an email to us with a query. More than welcome to answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of RockCellSat Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.